Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Scott Johnson from St. John's Lutheran Church in Conover, North Carolina.
The word of God for us to ponder this day comes from Matthew 5:20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses even that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Thus declares the word of God. I read the results of a survey once that discovered that the majority of the people in our country believe that there is a heaven. And this survey also discovered that just about all those people who believed in the existence of heaven thought that when they died, they would end up in that heaven. And then the survey went on to ask all these people why they thought they would end up in heaven. And that's where the results got very interesting to me. For just about everybody responded in a very similar way. Because I've always lived a pretty good life. I've always tried to live according to the golden rule. I've been a good neighbor. I've been a good citizen. I went to church most of the time. I lived a better life than most people. From businessmen to busboys, college students to professors, executives to store clerks, just about everybody agreed that if you want to get into heaven, you have to be good. The trouble is, though, how good is good enough? Is God satisfied if I just go to church on Easter and Christmas? Or does he insist that I come to church at least twice a month? Is it okay if I just come every now and then? Or do I have to come every time the church doors are opened? And what if I don't go to church at all, but I live a life better than many of those who do? Or what if I've lived a pretty good life the last couple of years, but before that I was an unholy terror? Does a couple of years of good living somehow make up for a lot of years of bad living? Just how good is good enough? Well, when we turn to God's word to determine the answer to this question, the answer can be a real heart sinker. For as Jesus says in our text, unless your righteousness, your goodness, surpasses even that of the Pharisees, you certainly will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, to understand what Jesus is getting at here, we have to understand just who these Pharisees were. The Pharisees were a group of laymen in Israel who rigorously tried to follow both the law of Moses and the traditions of their forefathers, which came to be known as the oral law. They then did not just concern themselves with trying to keep the Ten Commandments, they also tried to keep 613 additional rules for living that the Jewish people had gradually come up with over the centuries. For example, the law of Moses said they were not supposed to work on the Sabbath day. But then the question came up as to what exactly constituted working on the Sabbath day. And eventually, 39 rules were developed to explain exactly what you could or could not do on the Sabbath day. For example, it was considered wrong to write more than 2 letters of the alphabet on the Sabbath day. And it was considered wrong to carry anything over a few ounces on the Sabbath day. In fact, it was even debated whether or not one could rightfully pick up one's baby if it happened to fuss on the Sabbath day. And they came up with rules like this for almost every area of life. You had to bathe whenever you returned from the marketplace. You had to fast. You had to carefully wash your hands in a certain manner before you could eat any bread. They had all kinds of rules. And basically, they thought if they just kept those rules, that would be good enough and God would let them into his heaven. However, it's very interesting when we look at what Jesus actually said. For Jesus said, if you want to enter heaven, you have to be even more righteous by far than these Pharisees. More righteous than the Pharisees? How can that be? In fact, elsewhere in his word, God explains exactly how righteous we must be. 1 Peter tells us, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy just as I am holy. The scriptures then make it abundantly clear that God does not demand goodness from those who are going to heaven. He demands perfection. He demands holiness. Good people don't go to heaven. Only perfect people do. And when we hear this news, it may very well take our breath away. We may feel hopeless inside, for we know we have not been perfect. We know we've not lived holy lives. But despair not, my friend, for God has good news for you. For in Christ Jesus, our righteousness does, in fact, exceed that of the Pharisees. In Christ Jesus, we are considered holy and pure in the eyes of God. You see, Jesus Christ has done something truly amazing. On the cross, he took all our sins upon himself, and he paid the full price for them all. And as we simply look to Jesus and his cross in faith through the power of the Holy Spirit, he gives us the credit for the perfect life he lived. He totally fulfilled the law's demands for us, and he freely gives us then his righteousness so that we do become far more righteous than the Pharisee in the eyes of God. In fact, in Christ, we are holy and pure in God's eyes. Praise be then to God for all that he's done for us in and through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Scott Johnson from St. John's Lutheran Church in Conover, North Carolina, for today's meditation on God's Word.